Are we carrying around any rocks of unforgiveness in our hearts today? You saw the video. Did you notice at the end of the video the young lady who had to make a choice to pick up that rock or to leave it there? When you came in today, you were given a stone. Let me see those stones. Everybody got their stone? Now, please don't throw them at the preacher today. That's awful tempting, I know. I stone Stephen, don't stone Fred this morning. Please, let me finish my sermon first. This is our fourth Sunday in our Live Like You Were Dying series, and we're reminded today that all of our days are numbered. What if we only had 30 days to live? Think about that. What if we only had 4 weeks to live? Is the air conditioning off? It sure is warm in here to me. I see some folks fanning. Can we bump that down a little bit? Okay. For those of you that are visiting with us, we've been on a four-week journey studying what it means to live like we were dying and what kind of choices we would make and how our words might be sweeter and how we might love deeper and how we might be able to work on our relationships. All these things have been part of what we've been studying in these sermons and in the small groups that have been meeting for these past weeks. God has given you 24 more hours. We said this is the day the Lord has made. God has given us another 24 hours. The Bible says in Psalm 90:12, teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we might grow in wisdom. Today's message on forgiveness might be the most difficult of these four messages that we have brought you, and especially in light of events that have just happened in the last week or two. Today may be a defining moment in the life of somebody here as it relates to forgiveness. It may be a defining moment in the life of Bethel Church when you stop and think about it. I hope and pray that somebody will leave here today set free from unforgiveness, set free from the bitterness and the anger and the resentment they may have towards someone, liberated from the burden of that rock of unforgiveness. I told you this series was going to be challenging, didn't I? And it's certainly challenging this preacher. If you only had 30 days to live, are there relationships in your life that need repairing, that need restoring, that need renewing? Are we carrying around any resentment or bitterness or unfinished business before we die? Take a look at that rock. Look at that stone for just a moment. Look at it really carefully. It's hard. It's cold. Perhaps you have been hurt deeply by someone. Perhaps you've been wounded and you're carrying around a lot of resentment and a lot of unforgiveness in your heart. Just know that you're in good company, where we're all broken. We all have clay feet. We've all been hurt deeply at one time or another. But the good news is that we have all also been redeemed. We have been redeemed by the forgiveness and grace of God. What does God have to say about this matter today? What does he have to say about events here at Bethel Church? What does God have to say to us as the people of God about forgiveness? The thing is that we've got to be brutally honest with ourselves. We've got to be honest with each other and with God, and we've got to allow God to shine his love light on those areas of our heart that are in need of repair and redeeming, and to point to anything in us that needs healing. What is God's expectation of us? Romans chapter 12, verse 18 says, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. That everyone is on the end of that sentence for a reason. That includes just about everybody, doesn't it? Everyone. Live in peace. For you see, as God's people, as Christians, we are called to a higher standard. We are called to a higher level of relationship and doing what is necessary to heal and restore those relationships. It's interesting how God knits everything together, and the scripture that was chosen for this study many weeks ago is the scripture from Matthew 18, 21 to 35, and it's subtitled in my Bible, The Parable of the Dishonest Manager. Interesting, isn't it? I'd like for you to read that with me. It's on the screen in front of you. It comes from the New Living Translation. Then Peter came to Jesus, to him, and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold along with his wife and children and everything he owned to pay the debt. But the man fell down before his master and begged him, please be patient with me and I will pay it all. And then his master was filled with pity for him and he released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few $1,000s, grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. Please be patient with me and I will pay it, he pleaded. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. And the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you? And then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. And this is the very difficult word of God for us today. Thanks be to God. You see, forgiveness is a choice. We have the choice to pick up that rock or to leave it there. But I want to challenge you with 3 other choices this morning that you might want to consider as we dive into this issue of forgiveness. On the back of your bulletin, you've got some empty spaces there if you'd like to fill those in and maybe talk about those at the small group meetings this week. First of all, we need to choose to celebrate that we are forgiven. We need to choose to celebrate that we are forgiven sinners, forgiven children of God. That has to be realized right up front. For you see, every Sunday that we gather, every gathering of God's people on Sunday morning is a celebration. It's really the Lord's Day, which means that it's Resurrection Day every Sunday, where we celebrate the love and the grace and the forgiveness of God. We celebrate being set free from God's judgment. The problem is that we try to do a makeover. We try to hide that stuff that's within us. We try to kind of pretty ourselves up, knowing that deep inside we're tainted with sin. I've got a short YouTube video I want to show you about the evolution of beauty.
Thank you.
No, that wasn't a plug for Avon. Okay, all right. But you see, there's that ugliness inside of us that we try to make over and we try to cover up. But the fact remains is that in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says none of us are righteous. None of us is good. We don't come into this world with a blank moral slate. For we are tainted with sin. Every one of us. Even a two-year-old. I mean, you hate to think of it that way, but a two-year-old, you know, where does the selfishness come from? Where does the lying come from? Where does the temper tantrums when they don't get their way? You see, they're not taught those things. It's inherent in us. In Disciple Bible study, we look at something called the human condition. Those of you that have been in Disciple, every week we look at the human condition. And Paul writes in Colossians these words about that. He says, "This includes you who were once far off from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions." We owe a debt that we cannot pay for our sin and our sin. We are utterly and totally hopeless and helpless. The only solution for the payment of our sin debt is the perfect sacrificial Son of God, who paid our debt on the cross of Calvary, God's ultimate act of forgiveness. You see, God is the king or the master in this story of Scripture, who took our debt, our what we owe God, which is everything, and God has taken that note and torn that mortgage, torn that note, torn that debt in half, and has said, "Your debt is paid in full."